Turtledove. I'm a fellow who writes alternate history and historically based fantasy, other science fiction, straight historical fiction.
This is a continuing episode of a series with master of alternate history, Harry Turtledove.
You know, I spend a little time on Twitter, and I've noticed others spending time there, too. And I follow somebody who looks a lot like you.
Poor guy.
I don't know how you are, but I get a little upset with what I see on Twitter, and it's often an exercise in patience, more so after I moved to Texas. And sometimes I just need to call BS on what I see. So tell me, why do you spend time there?
Well, for one thing, I rapidly discovered that I'm allergic to fascism, you know, and that's what it is.
Right. Yeah.
And the other reason is I sell books there.
Okay.
I'm perfectly willing to sell books there.
Yeah, of course. Do you think anybody's minds ever changed?
I wish I did. I probably don't. There, you know, 50 years from now, there are going to be an awful lot of people who say, no, I never had anything to do with that Trump fellow. And if I did ever have anything to do with that Trump fellow, I only fought on the Eastern Front, you know, not against the good guys.
Right. Because for me, I'm conflicted, and it seems to be getting worse over time. What am I conflicted about? I'm conflicted sometimes time zooms by and an hour or 2 hours are gone. I think, oh my God, I just spent a whole bunch of time talking to people and writing basically for something that I'll probably never get paid for. And then I thought about it and I'm like, well, I decided that oftentimes the person I'm responding to, maybe their mind's not going to be changed, but I'm hopeful that the other people watching and around are influenced.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing is that I take a certain amount of glee in calling fools fools, or sometimes something worse than fools, because I tend to be foul-mouthed on Twitter. And you need to call these people out, because if you don't, then they have the discourse space, if you know what I'm talking about, to themselves. And I don't want that. You know, these people are talking bullshit, and you need to let them know they are talking bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that as well, because if everybody acts like it's normal to behave or think in certain ways, then two things will happen. The people who are watching will think, oh yeah, I could behave that way. And then the mm-hmm. person themselves may feel that they can just...
This is why one of the major reasons I dislike Donald Trump so much, because he, you know, gave people permission to be their worst selves and encouraged them, in fact.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, there's been upticks in violence ever since. So mm-hmm. the data's there. All right, let's see what else we got here. So I have a friend who sometimes calls me up and he goes, you know, that so-and-so, this is the Republican governor. So Greg Abbott doesn't actually read his own tweets. And I go, yeah, but I'm not talking to Greg. I know I'm talking to other people who are in that same mm-hmm. area looking at Greg's tweets. I don't expect him to pivot. It would be great if he did. But, you know, my expectation is I'm shooting much lower than that. I'm just trying to influence the people in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you working on, Harry?
Well, let's see. I have three things that are in the pipeline right now coming in, I think, October. I have a short story collection from Subterranean that's called Other People's Playgrounds, and it's stories set in worlds I didn't create. You know, I have a story in there in Asimov's Foundation universe.
Oh.
I've got one in Paul Anderson's Three Hearts and Three Lions universe. I've got one in Sprague de Camp's Lest Darkness Fall universe, which was a real treat to write. You know, I've got stories where I'm doing an impression of being Jerome K. Jerome, of being J.D. Salinger in Catcher in the Rye. One of my daughters, who was, I think, then in elementary school, her older sister had to read in middle school The Catcher in the Rye, and she misheard it as The Catcher in the Rhine. So, you know, it's Holden Auditor of Germany. Some fantasy things happened to him. You know, I've got a couple of stories with the three men of Jerome K. Jerome's Three Men in a Boat in my best Jerome K. Jerome pastiche. And I hope it's pretty decent. That's another book I owe to science fiction, because Heinlein talked about it in Have Spacesuit Will Travel. And I discovered when I was a teenager that we happened to have a copy in the house, and I pulled it out because Heinlein had talked about it, for heaven's sake, and I've loved it, and I've loved it ever since. And that's a long time ago now.
You pulled out Half Space Shoot Will Travel, or yeah, you pulled out the...
I pulled out Three Men in a Boat.
Oh, okay.
Which Heinlein mentions in Half Space Suit.
Oh.
And I just, you know, it's... You know, it was written in the 1880s, and it's still funny now, and there aren't many people that... whose work you can say that about.
Wow. So tell me more about that. Like, who's the author?
The three men, they're all young men in their 20s, and they're taking a boat trip up the Thames in a rowboat. Oh. And it's their very silly adventures. It's wonderful. I mean, you can find it, you know, you don't even have to pay for it these days, because it's in the public domain. You can find it on Project Gutenberg.
Oh, it's like a road novel?
Yes, it's a river novel.
Yes, right.
It is a hoot.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I never thought about maybe Huckleberry Finn being a river novel as well in that way. So, all right, yeah, that's the same sort of same idea, traveling. Okay.
Sci-fi thoughts wants to expand. We want to grow from not just your podcast player, but to spread to your coworkers, your family, and your friends.
But I haven't got any friends.
Why, you little... 1, 2, 3. Oh, no, you don't. We know you've got friends who are into the science, who are into science fiction. These are the people who are playing Halo and Stellaris and other space games instead of watching college football. There are the ones in the NASA t-shirts who are busy inventing something with their 3D printers. Email them a link to this podcast. Send them a social media request. Heck, even speak to them and tell them that you've enjoyed the show. The main point is to impress upon them how much you enjoy Sci-Fi Thoughts. Tell them to go to the URL scifithoughts.space. Don't keep Sci-Fi Thoughts secret, because keeping secrets from science fiction fans just isn't nice. Check out the show notes, because that's where we keep the good stuff. That content will show up right in your podcast player, so you just tap on links to things about Harry, such as his Twitter, such as how to pick up his alternate history books. What are our show notes? They show up right in your podcast player for easy tapping. If you downloaded this MP3 from a webpage, that webpage has the show notes there. The series started at episode 287. So if you're like my friend Dave and you missed the first episode, go to scifithoughts.space and you will find a search box, and you can type in episode 286 or anything else you care to search for in our show archive. Next episode, more Harry Turtledove.
In March of next year, I have a novel called Twice as Dead coming out, which is an urban fantasy, a noirish urban fantasy set in post-war Los Angeles, except the war looks rather different because, you know, this is a world with vampires and werewolves and all that kind of good stuff. And one of the things he has to do is find somebody who has disappeared because it turns out he has been turned into a zombie and he's helping to build the Hollywood Freeway.